This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law. What a feeling to be back on Friday breakfast, Anna Murphy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dean Murphy. Good morning, Tim. Good morning, Joysters. Good morning, Shane out there.
I'd like to say good morning to Thomas the Tank Engine, actually. It turned 70.
Oh, congratulations.
Now, who Thomas? Didn't love Thomas?
Who didn't love
and
Thomas?
And yesterday they had they've got a birthday cake, which is in the like a replica of Thomas the Tank Engine down at Flinders Street Station. And Bert Newton was down there with Patty yesterday. Yes. He was dressed as a fat controller. Now, someone's done his eyebrows. Doesn't look good.
It does. It looks like
but
a
he
cartoon.
Looks like he's dressed as a fat controller, and someone looks like he has been controlling his fat intake.
He looks like he's slimmed down.
Looks like he's slimmed down, old Bert.
Our Bert.
Happy birthday to Thomas the Tank Engine.
You know, that's to make him look like the cartoon doll.
Yeah, well, I know that.
You can't criticise his eyebrows. Oh, that's like a costume thing.
Really?
Yes.
I have to say that the cake, how's this though? 14,000 eggs and 300 kilograms of flour went into that sucker.
Imagine your job if your job was to break the eggs.
Yes.
I'm picking at 6,000. You hate eggs.
I think it's still down there. I think we should whip down after the show.
Oh, I'm thinking so. I want a bit of that cake.
Bit of a look-see.
14,000 eggs I'm stuck at.
Absolutely.
Which, incidentally, has made me hungry. Ding, ding.
Yes.
6:39.
Yes, it didn't take long, did it? We've got a lot on this morning.
Haven't we?
Do you know what? Superstar Neo is joining us this morning. Not on the phone, which is what we usually get, because
no one
can bother to get out of bed at this time of the morning.
He's coming
join us.
Studio.
He's coming in the studio.
He's got a real
fabulous.
Live grown-up
superstar.
Mega. They've trusted us with the superstar for a
it's
change.
About the first time. And we're blind all the others. But that's going to be good this morning. We've got massive amount of prizes to give away.
We do.
DVD of the week this morning is Pride. Now, if you haven't seen it, it's one of the best movies of last year, I think.
Spectacular movie.
Oh, unbelievable. Right up there with Billy Elliot, Full Monty and all that.
Terrific movie.
Great. Also, Kelly Clarkson's new CD to give away, Piece by Piece. We'll do that later on this morning.
Oh, she's amazing.
Up next, though, we've got lots of talk, and I want to talk a little bit about your triumphant win.
Thank you.
On Sunday.
Wow.
Actually, we both had a couple of wins in certain
here
areas.
We go.
I'm not going to steal. I'm not going to steal from you.
I just want to talk. I'm a springboard diver.
Oh.
I did what?
I'm a triathlete.
Yeah, but
here's Mariah Carey. Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this morning. She does have a great voice, even if she's a sloppy performer.
Oh, stop it.
Neo, our wonderful Neo, has done some bits and pieces with Mariah Carey.
He's
coming in later on this morning to grace us with his presence.
Well, that's right. There's not many people out there that he hasn't worked with.
That's
I can't wait to talk to him about all that.
Big stuff. Now, listen, on the weekend, something massive for you. I would like to take this second to give you a bit of a clap and cheer.
Thanks very much.
Because you, my fine friend, competed in your first triathlon.
I did.
And made it to the end.
Oh, stop sounding so shocked. I was shocked, actually, before it started. I was thinking, how did I get myself into this?
Yeah.
Especially when it was really stormy the night before.
Well, yeah, that's what I was worried about too, because I thought, those seas. And
we had to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and head down to Elwood. It was very dark, cold, and the minute we got there, they go, swim's been cancelled.
Oh, so the swim got cancelled.
Swim got cancelled, yes.
So it was, what does it become if it's not a triathlon and you don't do a biathlon? It's a biathlon.
Well, no, we kept it as a try, but what they did is they said, so they're just going to make you run 800 metres on sand.
Yeah, sounds great. Yeah,
not great replacement for me because the running.
How did your ankles go in the sand?
Can you stop talking about my ankles? I haven't had an ankle problem ever.
I thought that was the reason why you couldn't do any of this when you were younger.
A heel thing, but we just need to move on. I have corrected.
Leave the gankles alone.
No, it's not gankles. Right, not gankles. Nothing to do with ankles.
So anyway, how did you go?
I went very well. Anyway, the 800 meter. Not happy about that.
Mm.
I would have preferred extra riding, but no, we didn't get that. So it was 800 metre run on sand, 10K ride. 8K. Oh, 4K run. I'm adding to it. So an hour and 4 minutes. I'm quite happy about that.
Now, you're in a lovely suit. Can we put that on Facebook?
We can put it on Facebook because it's on everyone else's site. That little triathlon suit
that you had on was... You actually won Best on Ground.
Well, not just me personally.
Like a dog show, isn't it?
Thank you. It was a corporate triathlon.
Mm.
And you can have your group entered into Best Dressed competition.
And you guys won it.
And all day, I was like, stop it. The people on the microphone kept talking about the outfits as we're running and pointing.
Mm.
I don't like to be pointed or have everyone's attention drawn to me while I'm exercising.
Hang on, it's not where
I shine. Not exercising.
Oh, right, okay.
So I was a bit miserable about that whole fact up until the end when they said we need two people on stage, yours truly and my best mate, up there owning that suit.
I was on stage in Lycra,
ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much.
I think that is awesome, awesome effort,
we'll
Murphy.
We'll put the photo up and you can all...
Yeah, well done to you.
Feel free to laugh. But, you know, feel free to, because I know what you're going to do now is you're going to actually hijack my triumphant sporting story.
No, I'm not.
I'm
going to give you 4 minutes just to bathe in that glory.
All right.
Then
okay,
I'm going to do it.
You. Okay.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this morning. Miami Horror there in Wild Motion. Love it.
Miami Horror.
Yeah. It's a good name, isn't it? You remember that one?
You do indeed. It was almost like Nightmare on Elwood last Saturday, Sunday.
I don't think so.
Arrived down there and it was raining and cold and things were cancelled and there was wind and I thought...
You had wind?
Well, I think I might have as well. But I just thought, this 41-year-old, really?
Mm. We're sort of busting open the gates of old age activities, aren't we?
Oh, yes, we are.
Activities for the older age citizen. Because I had a little competition last week too.
Oh, God.
No, I'm not going to say, because it's not that great, actually. It's actually went a bit pear-shaped. So,
how?
For those of you who are new to our show, welcome. Welcome.
My brother, Dean Murphy, is a springboard diver. Right, you will hear that periodically throughout the show.
I've got all my kids that I coach are going to nationals coming up in after Easter. And I thought, well, while I'm up there, if I've got to go to Brisbane, I might as well try and qualify for, you know, the 19 plus age group.
19
to dead. It's just 19 to dead.
That's a very open category.
It is. It's a big one.
I love that.
Anyway, so I thought, when is it? Oh, 2 weeks. I've got to qualify. Oh, okay, I'll put my entry in. Anyway, I was on my iPad trying to put my entry in and it wouldn't register on my iPad for some reason. I thought, I'll ring the Diving Victoria the next day and I'll sort it out with them tomorrow morning.
I don't believe that you'd be technologically challenged.
I was a little bit. Anyway, so the next morning I rang up and I said to her, look, I had a little trouble with my iPad last night. Can I register this morning? She goes, yes, you can, but you can register as an invitation diver. And I go, what do you mean? She goes, well, you can't win a medal because you're late with your registration. And I went, but you can still qualify for nationals. I was like,
What? Who makes these shoddy rules?
Okay, well, and you have to pay double because you're late.
Well, that's okay.
And we're using you as an example because you're a coach and you should know better, right? And I was like,
she did.
How rude. Anyway, it's probably between a rock and a hard place. I had to do it. And so I dived in these competitions.
I love the imagery.
But all I wanted to do was, you know, qualify for this national competition. But I did qualify and I came second in both events, the 1 metre and the 3 metre, you know, which was terrific. But I couldn't win a medal. Now, you know what the worst thing about it is? At my age, standing there as the other people, they said, and in third place, but winning the silver medal, is the person who put in their sheets. Right, so they got my medal. And there's nothing worse at my age. Not winning a medal. She kind of go, well, I don't know whether I'll be back next year.
You should have made
That could be the last one I ever win.
Oh, stop it. That silly talk. But you should have made a scene. You should have just ripped that medal off his head. Just like the Brazilian Miss World.
Yes.
Just take it.
That's what
it.
I felt like doing,
that's
actually.
That's yours.
Yes.
That's your medal.
I did let him know that he didn't deserve it.
Of course he didn't deserve it.
And I beat him by 30 points. But anyway, don't worry about it.
Congratulations.
There's all that going on. Biggest song of the year last year, I reckon. Shake It Off, Taylor Swift.
I just love the fact that she doesn't sort of hide who she's writing about very well.
No.
She doesn't need to. No, but you know, like in the olden days, they used to sort of subtly suggest. Now it's open for
everyone.
Hasn't
she got one about Harry Styles?
You say so. Yeah. It's called Style.
Really hidden well. Oh, dear. Hey, listen, Mardi Gras this weekend.
It is. I can just feel the energy around.
I want to hear from our Joyces, and you know, I want to hear that you're excited about it because it is a really good weekend.
It's gay Christmas.
Christmas, fabulous. But it did play on my mind last night. People, like, I had to pack my bag to go this weekend. Right. I've got a lot of, obviously, I'm running a party up there as well, but I've got a lot of props and stuff to take up. But I remember back at a time when I didn't do all that, and I just used to go to Mardi Gras when I was younger. And
way back,
you know, when you used to get excited about what you'd pack and you'd have it all out, and what would you
like your little Mardi Gras survival kit? Yes.
Yeah, I thought this morning what we'd do is we'd dive in and we'd create our own survival kit.
Oh, good!
Just in case there's any newbies, little fresh virgins to Mardi Gras, don't know what to take. If you're listening this morning,
Mardi Gras,
well, listen up well, because we're going to let you know some of the key important things that you need.
Well,
to
a lot
throw
of our listeners would be seasoned professionals, so
absolutely,
we want to know what goes in your survival kit.
So we've got the Murphy's Law Mardi Gras survival kit happening this morning, and you've got a prize to give away for the best item that we're going to throw into the pack, into the kit. We've got a Pride DVD. Pride is a massive, awesome movie. It's a DVD of the week, and if you want to get your hands on it, all you've got to do is contribute to our survival kit.
So awesome a movie that the entire theatre that we went and saw it in last year clapped.
Mm.
At the end of the movie. It's a feel-good movie.
It is. It's great.
The movie of the year as far as we're concerned. I really should become Richard Wilkins.
No, you shouldn't. Listen, what would you take if you had one item to add to the survival kit? What would it be?
Water.
Water. Make sure you're hydrated.
This is the thing, because I'm a triathlete now. And I think it's very important to hydrate.
Do I have an hysterical laughter button
it's
here
very,
on
but
this
it's
thing?
Important if
Does
you're
that,
in we're still learning the buttons. No, look, it's important to hydrate. It's a long walk
Absolutely.
Up that Oxford Street.
Absolutely. I threw in lip balm.
Oh,
essential.
Yeah, you don't need a chappy lip, do
by
you?
By the time you've walked that bloody Oxford Street.
And pashed and everyone on the way.
Pashed everyone on the way, and then you've got to the party and you've danced and your little cracked lips are starting to happen.
Just
little
on
lip
that,
arm.
Maybe we need to take some Zyrax if we're going to pash everyone up the street.
Or some Steri wipes.
Or some
that would probably help.
Ooh, alcohol wipes on your lips. That's nice.
But listen, let us know.
Bit of pawpaw cream.
0427JOY949, honourajoy.org.au. That's what we want to do. We want to create a kit, especially for those who are going up for the first time and don't know really what to take. Oh, angel wings.
Oh, yeah.
You might have to whack on a pair of those.
Tick. That needs to go.
Absolutely. 0427JOY949, honourajoy.org.au. We're talking about the Murphy's Law Mardi Gras survival kit.
Yes, we are. So I was going to say that maybe you need to pop in some sun cream.
Oh,
if it's
absolutely.
Going to be 27 degrees.
Absolutely. Something that, who's sent through this? DJ sent through condoms.
That's very important. Can be used to transport and store water in an emergency.
That is important.
They also have other uses. Well, of course they do. That actually should be the first thing you all pack.
Whack them in there.
Whack them in.
Peter said sunnies for the flight home.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's a Mardi Gras survival kit staple right there, fella.
Yes, it is.
Isn't it?
Donald said army boots and hot pants.
Ooh, that's
like
that's
circa,
very...
Circa 97,
that's
isn't it?
That's circa Dean Murphy coming out of the closet.
Shut up.
Yes, it was.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, yes, army boots and a white easy belly T-shirt. If we didn't know before, we knew then.
Oh, gay much? I don't
Heaven.
Know where to go from
and
here.
And you look delicious in it, can I
would
just
they
say?
Fit? I don't know whether the army boots would fit in your Mardi Gras survival
No, they're
kit.
On you, but that's part of your kit.
Oh, you take them with you. Let us know your thoughts, 0427JOY949, honourajoy.org.au. We're trying to create a kit, a survival kit, and we want to keep a list. Tim, our producer, is keeping a list of all the stuff. We'll run through that later on. And we've got a prize to give away. It's the DVD of the week. It's called Pride.
Mark has sent in arch supports.
Yes. Oh, but you don't want to, sometimes they're hard. You don't want to dance in them all night.
Well, you don't want to try them for the first time.
No.
That could really change what you're doing on the dance floor from,
absolutely.
From good to terrible.
We're talking about what we can chuck into the Murphy's Law Mardi Gras survival kit this morning.
Oh, it's shaping up nicely, isn't it?
People are throwing stuff at us left, right and centre.
They are, because they've thought about this, clearly.
This would take a big suitcase, big survival kit, Justin said. An emergency backup boyfriend, just in case you lose yours.
Oh, dear.
It's
well, that's
before.
Been known to happen.
Happened before.
That's what we want hearts to stay in one piece this weekend.
That's what it's about.
We don't want a whole
no,
lot of
sad people
sad
coming back.
Sad faces coming
Sydney.
Back. On the
no one needs that.
No one needs
no one.
That.
This one came through. It didn't have a name to it. It said gum for when you're out partying, eye drops and lollipops.
Oh, that's like, you know, raindrops and lollipops, isn't it? Just eye drops and lollipops. Anyway, don't worry about me. Good morning. It's Mardi Gras weekend. The weather in Melbourne today is crap. Oh, Yeah, it's not great. Can you please play Pride from Jonah?
Oh, I reckon we can probably get that on.
Thanks.
Not a problem. This one also came from Colin. Said a safety harness for when you're on the float, just so you don't fall off.
Oh, nobody needs
no
to see
that. No one
needs
to be falling off
because
a float.
Because you know what will happen? Mardi Gras marches are so professional and
yes.
so eyes on the prize. We're going to get to the
yes.
end. We need to swivel and they're going to run right over you.
Yeah.
If you fall
they
off
don't
that
stop.
Float, there's no stopping.
I remember way
we
back in the
need
peak,
to
the
keep
Melbourne
in
marching boys, the strict orders were, if anyone goes down, you leave them on the side
you
of the road.
Leave
we can't
them.
Stop
can't.
For the parade. Nothing's going to rain on our parade.
No. Tim has said glitter needs to go in.
Oh, love that.
I think we need glitter.
Yeah.
And Andrea said change of knickers. DJ has said a map of Sydney. You can
Ooh.
Pretend to be lost. The person helping you will need to stand close to you and you can ask them to walk back. Walk you back
I
to your hotel
what he's
room.
Done there.
It's a little creepy. Or he says it's also useful if you actually get lost.
Oh.
And Betty has said, happy Friday, Murphy's
Good
essential
morning.
Item to take to Mardi Gras Joy 94.9 t-shirt. Of course it is. And they're driving up there now with Jeffrey and Dylan to Sydney now. Thanks for keeping us all entertained. Will you drive safely, guys?
Absolutely.
And represent us well.
Sarah said, don't forget your plane ticket. Oh, there's nothing
oh,
worse,
Oh, how
is there?
Annoying.
The next, well, it doesn't really apply in these days. But years ago.
No, it doesn't really apply.
No, because you can get to the airport and still work out your flight.
Yeah.
But years ago, if you lost your left your ticket at home, it was a disaster.
Disaster.
Going to Sydney. Done it once or twice.
Actually, it's lucky that we've got that technology now, isn't it? Because you're really renowned for doing that.
Yes, yes I am.
And that's always annoying.
Keep them coming through. Help us build this kit this morning. It's the Murphy's Law Mardi Gras Survival Kit.
I know a good tip for you, Dean Murphy,
what's
specifically.
That?
Good idea to take your wallet.
Oh, yes.
Has a tendency to go on group holidays.
Found a few wallets
and forget
on the
a wallet.
I found a few wallets on the Mardi Gras dance floor,
that.
The main party.
Of course you did.
Yes. Always handed them in though.
With a little
tax
might
have
to
tax it. Slightly. Come on.
That's for the effort
Everyone's
involved
done it.
In handing it back.
That's exactly
there
right.
You
I've
go.
Taken valuable time off the dance floor for this. Now, listen, I read it in the paper yesterday. There was a guy who has spent, a 31-year-old man has spent £50,000, which equates to about 80,000 Australian, 90,000
Maybe more.
Dollars,
I don't know.
Maybe something like that. On cosmetic surgery to look like Madonna.
Right.
Now,
where do these people get the money?
Well, I sort of thought, well, that's an interesting story. I'll have a look at that. And when I looked at his photo.
has he been?
Tim, our producer, actually. Who did you say he looked like?
Oh, it actually looks more like Jennifer Saunders dressed
yes,
up as Madonna.
Yes. So you've spent $50,000, you'd want to actually look like it, wouldn't you?
So he's now going to look like a man impersonating Jennifer Saunders impersonating Madonna.
Yeah.
That's a very big waste of money.
Yeah.
Poor boy. Yes.
Looks like an old drag queen. I remember Sandy Crack.
Well, I think there's a photo with his mum there.
Yeah, he's got a photo with his mum,
and his
mum actually looks more like Madonna.
Much more like Madonna.
We'll put that on our Facebook
page. If you were Madonna
page.
And you read that story and saw that, would you have any advice?
No, just piss yourself laughing. Quite
but
frankly,
you'd think that Madonna's probably spent more than $50,000
to look like Madonna.
You know.
She has
yeah, good point.
Indeed.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law there. And I tell you what, she's a clever, isn't she? She's fallen off that stage last week. And happened
press.
To blame that it might have been someone in wardrobe or, you know,
which
Armani.
Incidentally, Armani has come out and said, well, we all know Madonna's difficult. There was a hook on the cape, which was fine.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to tie it up. So
she's done a double knot.
Those two are going to have a blue.
She's done a double knot
she's
and can't get the
double,
bloody thing off. We've all done that.
We've all done that, have we? We've all tripped on our cape or been
on
pulled off it by a bull on the stage.
You've been riding my cape tails for years. I would just want to say one thing too. She's now. How funny is it that she's done that? Last week, everyone was turning on her, as you are now, and saying, oh, my God, she's clumsy, she's this, that, and the other. And then she's come out with a world tour. Come back to the microphone, you stubborn cow. Come back
never.
Here. Come back here.
In all my
now,
wildest dreams. Yeah,
let's
no,
move
look,
on from
amazing. She's amazing. She's doing a world tour. She's
yes.
fantastic.
Yeah, she's awesome.
And someone spent $50,000 to look like Jennifer
and
Saunders
yeah,
looking like
yes, it. Exactly. Now, listen, in regards to our Murphy's Law Mardi Gras survival kit, lots of people sending it through. 0427JOY949, honorajoy.org.au. We're going to draw the winner of that amazing prize. prize coming up real soon.
Well done. Now, we are building a survival kit, and this member has not put a name, thank you, but has put the number. That's good. It said a milk crate to watch the parade
oh,
on.
Oh, God, you've got to take your milk
Secure
crate.
Secure this the night before and leave it in your hotel room. Mm. The other essential is lip gloss.
Yes.
My girlfriend and I were filmed kissing and are appearing on the SBS commercial.
Wow, see?
Fabulous.
Wouldn't have done that if you didn't have your lip gloss with your cracked lips.
And Angela says Barocca.
Of course you need Barocca.
Of course you need this. This one's come through from Brendy saying, morning, guys. Similar to your Madonna story, Michael Jackson had all of his work done to try and look like Diana Ross. And according to her bio, she was a little horrified.
Mm.
Well, you would too.
You would too.
And this one from Clayton says, I hope someone has mentioned condoms and water or silicon lube for the boys.
Oh, of course they have. Because Simon also said condoms and fresh toothpaste.
I love it. I love it. Nice, fresh mouth.
Yeah.
And Mardi
Gras. You do.
Especially if I'm going to walk up Oxford Street passing
absolutely.
Everyone. Can you all
passing
make sure
them all. Tim has sent through a funny one. He said, Garfield backpack, just in case my tight hot pants don't stand out, that will do the trick.
Yeah.
I've seen a few Garfield backpacks in my time up Oxford Street.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
So you're not going up there to pick up then?
Clearly not.
Now, just as a little sideline, completely unrelated to anything, I would like to give Murphy's Law Best on Ground.
Oh, you want to give a Best on Ground? Well, I didn't know that was coming up. Okay, yeah.
A pig who has become a viral star in China after escaping from its farm and bowing its head in front of a Buddhist temple in what appears to be a prayer pose.
Mm.
The pig was photographed and videotaped outside the temple in Wenchao when the animal struck a bowed pose that witnesses said made it appear that the pig was praying.
Oh, good
How
on you.
Is that?
Good on you.
Yeah, so best on ground for the praying pig.
I think that's great. It makes me hungry.
incidentally,
I feel like some bacon and eggs,
I've just seen at the end of that article, it says the pig's prayers seem unlikely to have been answered because that afternoon it was sent to the slaughterhouse.
Oh, my God. You had to bring up that story. That's a happy story.
Isn't it? Well, it has made me hungry, though.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.